You're listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hit. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Marriage can win. Join Eric and Dr. Sakisha Hilik Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern for Marriage Can Win. The Institute of Marriage is a sacred covenant not to be entered into lightly. Join us for innovative talk and everyday conversation about relationships with Eric and Dr. Sakisha Hilik on Marriage Can Win, Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Eastern on LoveRadioNetwork.com.
Mindful of me, that you hear me when I call. Is it true that you are thinking of me? How you love me? It's amazing.
Thank you. Thank you for joining Vision Empowerment Radio Show today. We thank God for you and you that all join the show on today. We ask that you click share. Tell someone we are on the air. This is your host, Evangelist Christine Johnson, and I am going to give you the topic today, which is Make God Visible in Your Life. God's been dealing with me about making him visible in every areas of my life. And every day since during this pandemic, we all been struggling to keep our minds stayed on God. And those who don't know God, y'all are going through some similar things. Some people been getting bored. Some people don't know what to do with themselves during this time. But God said, make me visible. In the scripture, Psalms 46 and 10, God said, be still and know that I am God. Through this pandemic, through your trials, through sickness, through things that you don't know how things gonna work out for you, those who are not working and receiving unemployment, those who did not get a stimulus check for some reason. We are all going through something in this season. But God said, be still and know that I am God. And know that you can make him visible to someone else during this struggling time that we are in. Every morning, wake up saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. And also, give him praise, give him glory. God loves the praises of his people. And during this time, make God visible. Call someone. Don't just be selfish with what God given you. You know, during this pandemic, a lot of us are staying in the house. And some reason, a lot of TV watching has begun happening in our lives. Or we are just not doing anything. We're slumbering. And God wants to make a shift in your life. During the time when Jesus is making himself known. Every incident that happened, he was visible. He made sure people known him. And that's what God wants for us. He wants us to go to our neighbors. He wants us to let our friends know. He wants to let our children know that God is who he is. That God's still the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And God still heals. God's still doing miracles. And during the time when John the Baptist was letting people know, repent and be baptized, Matthew 3:13-7, he was being visible. People had seen John the Baptist. And he was visible to the people, even though they thought he was crazy. And sometimes people might don't understand you. But don't worry about that. Let God be visible in your life. Let him get the glory out of your life so people can know God through you. Be used as a vessel just like John the Baptist. When Jesus came and John baptized Jesus, people was in awe. Because who is John the Baptist that he's worthy to baptize Jesus? But the main thing is that he made it visible so people can go tell someone else the goodness of Jesus, his power, his might, the Messiah. And as Jesus go along in the New Testament, he had crowds of people that he ministered to. It was multitudes of people. He made himself visible. And that's what we need to do during this season. Make yourself visible. Get up off that couch. Get out that bed. And start making your life exist through Jesus Christ. Call someone. Just even call them and say, how's your day? And mention God. God is an awesome God. He woke us up this morning. Just give him the praise. Or just do something for somebody. Get off the couch. Get off the phone and stop gossiping. And make God visible. If you want to gossip, talk about Jesus. Talk about his power. Talk about his anointing. Talk about what he has done for you today. Let someone know that I'm going to stop being lazy. I'm going to stop looking at so much TV or be on Facebook and just chatting with folks with no substance. What about speaking about Jesus, making him visible in your life? Because today is not promised. The whole day is not promised to us. But by God's grace and mercy, we are still here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we are still here living and kicking for a reason, to give God the glory. And even when during the season with Judah Iscariot had went and sold out on Jesus, and even when Peter swiped the soldier's ear to defend Jesus, where Jesus didn't need to be defended. But it was visible for us to see that God didn't need Peter to defend him. And just like today, we can't do nothing without God. Jesus wants to represent and be visible in your life. He said the battle is not yours. We don't have to fight our battles. We just need to give it to the Lord. Let him be visible. Let people see that God had healed you. Let the people see that God had delivered you out of a finance situation. Tell somebody about Jesus. During the New Testament, they spoke and testified the goodness of Jesus. When the blind man came to Jesus, it was in multitudes of people around there. And he told the blind man by himself, don't tell anybody. But of course, if you was able to see, you going to tell someone. and it become visible. Jesus is a visible God. He's not a God that you can put under the shelf or put in the attic and it won't be lit. Anything that God do for us, it's going to show. And that's what we want, to be a city that shows up on the hill, that our light shine, that people see God's glory. Because God wants the glory for your story. And we all have a story in our lives. Share it with somebody today. Tell them something that God have done for you. Make God great in your life so people can be a blessing from the life that God have given you in your walk in life. God is a jealous God. So every day you cut on that TV, and it's 24 hours in a day, and you have not thanked God, praised God for anything that he have done. That you just looked at TV, Facebook, and didn't acknowledge God. I just want you to know and remind you, God is a jealous God. In Exodus 34 and 14, God speak of, "For thou shalt worship no other God, be the Lord whom the name is jealous." God is a jealous God, everyone. He wants his glory. He the one woke you up this morning. He the one allowed that stimulus check to come through. He the one allowed you to get unemployment when your job closed up. He the one allowed you to wake up this morning for a job. He the one allowed that your children woke up. He the one allowed that you get off drugs. He allowed us to be here today for a reason, during the season. So I'm asking you, make God visible in your life. Because God is an awesome God. And he won his glory. And just as during the time of the supper, of the communion, when Judas Iscariot traded in God to the soldiers. And God is so powerful and so mighty. And so awesome. He could have killed Judas right there. But he didn't. He wanted everything to be known and visible to his disciples, so they can have the ministry of Jesus being loving, but also bodacious, powerful, and mighty. He kissed Judas, and told them that one of y'all going to betray me. He made it visible. And God is doing the same thing today. He's making our life visible, especially during this pandemic. Your children see you as they see you now. You're home. Everyone working remote most of the time. 90% of us working remote. Your children are home with you. Your spouse is home with you. You are being visible. And this is the most powerful time that you can allow God to shine through your life. Because you are under the same roof all the time. Show the kids that God exists. Don't be selfish. And don't share the word of God with your kids. There's a lot of parents go to church and read the word at home. But their kids don't know anything about Jesus Christ or how to be saved or how to be baptized, how to get filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's something that we have to stop. Because God is a jealous God. And we want our kids to know that when they're going through something in their lives, they can call on Jesus. When they're sick, to let them know Jesus is a healer. He's a way maker, a burden bearer. We need to let them know if they lose a spouse that it would be all right, that God will keep them and comfort them through the midst of the suffering, through the midst of the loss. If someone so happened to get divorced, that God will bless them, that they will be all right, that God will carry them, that God will protect them, that God will provide for them, that their children's going to be all right. We need to make God visible, especially during this democracy, White House situation with a new president. We need to make the nation know God is visible. The president needs to know God is visible. The vice president needs to know that God is visible. We have to pray for them. We have to pray for Congress. Saints of God, it is prayer time. We have fast during the time of a new year. Let not our fasting be in vain. This is a continued visible worship, praise to our God every day. Just because we got a new president and a new vice president, that is great, awesome. I praise God. But we got to continue in prayer. And we got to let the nation know that we are in prayer. We have to stay visible. We have to fight the good fight of faith. That it be known and visible that God get all the glory and all the praise. God loves each and every one of us. And let's make God visible. Ask somebody, have they been saved? Have you accepted Jesus Christ in your life today? Have you been baptized? We still can baptize even during this pandemic. You don't hear that too much anymore. Just because we are in a pandemic don't mean that you cannot be baptized. We will make a way out of no way like God always do and baptize you. If you're not filled with the Holy Spirit, we want to make it known. We want to make it visible. Let us know. Let us know if you have not been filled with the Holy Spirit. We need to keep these things visible so people can hear that God is still God. He's still in control. Just because we cannot go in the buildings of the churches, we are the church. You are the body of Christ. Make God visible. Share the good news of Jesus Christ. Baptize people in the name of Christ. This is the season right now. Back in the day, we used to get baptism all over the place. A lot of people want to be baptized just in case, God forbid, they die. They want to be baptized in the name of Jesus. They had the fear of the Lord in their life. We have to come back. We have to get back to our first love. We have to go out in the highways and byways and compel the people. And this is the best way we can do it. Through social media, through the radio stations. They are out here. These are people that, these are multitude of people, just like Jesus was speaking to multitudes of people. That's what we are doing today. We are worried about your souls. Where are you going to spend your internal lives? That's why we are here. We are sent by God because we want to make heaven your home. We want to have you enjoy the Lord while you here on earth just as much as in heaven. We want you to get to know a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. the author and the finisher of your faith. We want you to have a visible God in your life that people can see God through you, that you can also be just as wealthy but have Jesus Christ that is priceless. You can have all the money in the world. You can have all the fame. You can have the nice cars. You can have the beautiful homes. But if you don't have Jesus in your life, all of that stuff is vain. It's nice to have, but it's only temporal. Make God visible in your life. If you have these nice things, is you telling people, thank the Lord for it? I praise God. If it wasn't for God, I wouldn't have these things. Are you making Jesus visible through your life? You have some clothes. You have a beautiful home. Have you told anyone recently, have God kept the roof on your head, over your head, that you can give God the praise just to lift Jesus' name up to them? Have you told anyone that you've been sick and Jesus healed your body? Have you told anybody you cried last night, but Jesus wiped your tears away? Make God visible. This subject today is about making God visible in your life so someone else can see Christ in your life. Let your light shine that men may see God's glory. That's the only way we can share God's glory, by lifting up the name of Jesus. That's the only way people is going to hear about Jesus. He given us the tools. He given us the word of God to share, to compel people to Christ in these last and evil days. So we asking God that he will bless this radio network, that people will have the ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to us. Again, we thank God for you, and we ask that you continue to make God visible in your life. And remember, V is for victorious. I is for in Christ. And because your sins, God had washed you, your blood, washed the blood, gave you blood of Jesus to wash your sins away. Love your neighbors as yourself. In everything you do, give thanks, give glory to God. God bless you. And I pray that something been said to you. Make God visible in your life. Please continue to join us 7 p.m. every Tuesday. This is your host, Evangelist Christine Johnson. We'd love to get your feedback. Send me some feedback on Facebook. Send me some love. Thank you for Love Radio Network, Dr. Charles Dean. God bless you for being an awesome, awesome producer, and we thank God for you. God bless. See you next Tuesday at 7 p.m. God bless you. Bye-bye. It's amazing. Who am I, Lord? You are my Lord.
You're listening to the Love Radio Network Worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.